My unit at the Royal Adelaide Hospital has a very, very strong endocrine and surgical oncology focus, as well as a reasonable number of breast cancers per year. I would take the trainees out into private as well, where I do a similar number in private, and a lot of reconstructive and aesthetic work is undertaken there. You'll see the on-call aspects of training in Australia and New Zealand, that you will be required to conduct on-call, which includes trauma. I know that many of the trainees that come through through my unit in particular leave with an incredible experience, not only in breast, but endocrine, surgical oncology, and general surgery. And so it depends a little bit on how you want to end up in terms of your surgical career. And the Queen Elizabeth Hospital similarly, but whereas we offer level 2 oncoplastic training, the Queen Elizabeth doesn't, but they do have combined clinics with the plastic surgeons. And then finally, Western Australia, where at the Royal Perth Hospital, where Ming Yu is the current contact person, but the head of unit is Christabel Saunders, who many of you may know. They had a very high volume unit linked with endocrine, and all the surgeons practice oncoplastic surgery, so you get very good experience there as well. But again, required to do on-call regularly. And the Charles Gairdner Hospital as well, reasonable number of operative procedures in breast with the full gamut, if you like, of subspecialty areas within that breast field.